they use, I don't know how they're made, but I know you see redwood shingles. You know.
Mm-hmm, but they're sold out shingles. They're not split out like.
Whether you could even split them or not.
Well, I don't know either. I don't know that much about redwood because there's no redwood that grows in this country. Now, my husband runs a sawmill, and I can look at any kind of wood they get, and they get dozens of different kind of wood out there and tell you what any of it is just by a glance. But there's more red oak than anything else.
What are the other major woods in the area?
Well, there's white oak and post oak and pin oak, water oak and black oak.
Can you tell all those apart?
Yes.
Blackjack
and hickory, elm, sycamore, birch.
Sassafras. It's quite a few sassafras, small logs.
Small, but you don't hardly, you see lots of cedar in here, and not no pine right through this particular. But you go on 10 miles further south, and you really hit a lot of pine. And there's a few persimmon logs comes in, and bodark, and locust.
Do you have sumac or?
Sumac. Yeah, there's none of that that ever gets big enough for logs or nothing, but we have lots of sumac in through this country. In fact, she's got a pretty one in her backyard out there.
And a dogwood is another. We have lots of dogwood here, but none of them gets big enough for logs or anything.
Which are the best burning woods that you want to burn in a fireplace?
Well, I think most people would rather have red oak.
Sounds like a pretty useful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go back to the fireplace. We're talking about the hearth and the mantle and all. What do you call the things that you put the logs on inside?
Dog irons.
You call anything else? Are any other terms used for in this area?
Well, I never heard them called anything else, did you?
I don't think so.
And then when you're going to build a fire, what all do you have to do? What are the different, what do you call the different pieces that you put in to build a big fire?
Well, you just put in a back stick, and usually that's the big one that's put right back in the back. It's called a back stick, and then you just put in your wood, whatever you want. The smaller sticks out towards the front, and the smaller ones down on the bottom, and the bigger ones on top. You can put them any size you want once you get a fire started. Of course, when you first start the fire, you have to use what we call kindling wood, something small to get it started.
What would you use for kindling? Just
anything that's small and dry.
Any other names that you know for kindling? Any other terms you call them? It's pine, maybe.
Well, we get quite a bit of pine, and he gets quite a bit of pine at the mill, buys the logs, you know, and cuts. Pine does burn better than red oak or anything else. If you can get small pieces of pine, you can just start it with a match. I usually just wad up some paper and stick in there and lay some little dead pieces on it. But my husband won't start a fire that way. He goes and gets some diesel fuel or coal oil and pours on there. But I can start it just real easy with some paper, and I've usually always got some paper laying around.
Do people ever try making logs out of newspaper? I've been reading about this weekend.
Well, I think wood's too plentiful in this country for them to think about making. I've read about that too, rolling up old newspaper and making logs, firewood logs.
I guess that's city dwellers that would be.
Probably. People that, well, there's places where wood's really hard to buy and hard to get.
Yeah, any city, I guess. Well,
yes.
It's expensive.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Anything, I guess.
A lot of places it's almost impossible to get wood.
Back when my husband first married him, in 29, we would cut wood in the wintertime, a lot of times for a living, mm-hmm. for income, and we got 50 cents a rick for cutting fireplace wood, and it was somewhere around 3 foot long, you know, because it's longer than what
stove
they usually burn in a heating stove.